There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to a classic big interview. This is where we dig into the vaults and choose an episode from the early days of the show. This time, we've gone all the way back to season 2017-18 and opted for one of our absolute favourites. This is what I had to say about it back then. Do enjoy. The guest on the big interview with Graham Hunter this week is Jürgen Klopp. Jürgen is not our invited interview this week because he's the manager of one of the teams in the most hotly anticipated Champions League quarterfinal for many years, as on Wednesday, the Wednesday of this week at least, Liverpool face Manchester City. Jürgen Klopp seems to embody everything that I like in sport, maybe even in life. Big character, big man, gregarious, idiosyncratic, noisy, easy to mistake, but once an acquired taste, somebody that grows on you, somebody who makes you laugh. And in this interview, you'll hear me beginning, if you've not heard any of the interviews before, a certain tone, a certain level of appreciation of the guest is there. It's definitely not the Spanish Inquisition, albeit I do live in Spain. What you'll hear about me expressing my feelings about Jürgen is the happiness that he seems to generate to me because he loves his job, because he is like any of us would be if we were in charge or if we were scoring the goals or saving the penalties. He shows it's a damn privilege to be where he's at, and that made it interesting enough for us to invite the former Mainz, Dortmund and Liverpool coach to come and talk to us about life and love and happiness and James Bond. Jürgen, the listeners to our big interview series will be used to me going on and on and on and speaking from the heart, but you're not. So what I would say is one of the things that I really like about you, I live in Barcelona. I live in Barcelona because the quality of football in Spain is brilliant. I live in Barcelona because I have a passion for what I see on the football pitch. And people there from Cruyff through Xavi, Guardiola, Messi, Sergio Ramos, whatever, have changed my life. Not my career. They've changed my life. What is it about you that radiates to me through the television set happiness? Are you conscious of what it is that, like, for example, when my wife said, you're speaking to Jürgen Klopp. No, I'm not kidding. What do you do to people? What is it that you transmit?
I have no clue, to be honest. I love this game. I love it since I started thinking, so probably a few years ago, and that's the only thing I know about it. And it's for me the best game in the world. That's true. I was I told this a few times, but I was a much better tennis player when I was a kid. It was never an option. It was never an option for me to go this way. It was always clear it will be football. I love joining my passion with other people. First of all, with my teammates. I loved it. In my first club, the village where I'm coming from, I was by far the best player in the team. That's how it is. It's the only reason why I could become a professional football player, if only a second division player. But it's pretty rare in my area, so it was clear. But I learned so early that it's not important if you are the best. You cannot do what you do without the others. So it teach me pretty much everything for life. And that's what I still love in the game. Even when the game changed or the business changed, if you want. So these the basis always stayed the same, and I really loved it. So a good football game is the best movie I could watch, to be honest. And I saw a few, and hopefully I will see a few, and that's a big blessing, to be honest. It's really, I love what I do, and so that makes it an easy, because I am like I am, that obviously everybody can see it, that I love it. I have no problem with that. I had a lot of embarrassing moments with my face or with my behavior, stuff like that, because I'm so involved in the game during that 90 minutes. And but yeah, I had to be honest, I never really thought long about it. It happens to me in a football game, and it's only because of the game. There's no other reason for it.
But you know, you laugh and cry a lot, which is a good thing in any human being. Most people don't show that. Why don't you? You never bother to hide things that are real.
Yeah, but you have to ask my parents about what would have, because I have no real clue why is that like that. It's for me. It's I make a lot of commercials in Germany, stuff like that, and the more and more, it's easy for me to do this. It's kind of acting, but I'm not an actor. I cannot act. I have one role, and that's Jürgen Klopp. So they all need to adapt to this role. So take it or leave it. So if you want me to do something really different, then we are lost immediately. So I cannot act, and I never tried. So I am with all the consequences. It's not so nice, and I developed as a person, thank God. So I was different when I was younger, more emotional, stuff like that, calmed down a little bit. But so it happens to me. If something is important to me, I cannot hide my feelings. So that's how it's, when I'm really happy, everybody can see it. And if I'm angry, everybody can see it. If I'm sad, everybody can see it. But of course, I try to go then somewhere where nobody can see it. But it happens, like it happens to all the people around there. And I'm not interested in the opinion, the public opinion. So I'm responsible for my family, for my friends, for my club. Done. I care what they think, and I really, it's important to me, but the rest around, I have no influence, and so I'm not interested. So if they think, what an idiot, look how he's doing here, how he's doing that, and stuff like that, I'm not interested. And so I can be in that moment like I am, and that's all. So how I said, a lot of people maybe say it's not so cool, and a few people obviously say it's they like it. But
you know what I mean, it's not what society seems to be telling us. Society seems to tell us, to influence us, to push us. And I think you need to be quite strong or robust or convinced to push back. Say you said there's an embarrassing moment, something you've done in any part of your life. I feel a bit... You look around, you go, do you ever have the doubts about maybe I'm wrong with the...
Yeah. Or with the things I did, I know when I was wrong, of course. So it's not that I don't reflect and say, oh my God, the situation in Naples years ago when it looked like I will bite the fourth official in his face. So that's just nothing I'm proud of, but I think, well, it happened. I know it's not okay, but I knew in a second later, it will never happen again exactly the same to me. So you learn from your mistake. That's what life is. But do I think longer about it? No, because it happens.
That's what I mean. It never attacks the internal.
No.
I am me.
Look, I had a big opportunity, and I was really lucky that I met early in my career as a manager when I became kind of famous in Germany. I met Pelé and Franz Beckenbauer and worked together with them around the World Cup 2006. And meeting, for me, my two big heroes of my, when I was growing up, my father always said, whatever they say in the future, Pelé is the best player in the world. So it will be like this for the end of the world, until the end of the world. So, and I met these two people, and they were completely cool, nice, friendly, thankful for their life, stuff like that, settled, everything. And we only think, okay, the two biggest... Mm-hmm. in the world, for me, greatest in the world, are like they are. So, good. I don't have to change. Not because you can make mistakes, you can make, you can judge things wrong. As long as you have kind of, it's always in a legal area, if you want, if you don't use your elbows and stuff like that, you can make mistakes. That's how it is. And I always accepted my mistakes. I didn't want to do them again. But when I made them, when it was clear, I have to apologize, I have to do this or that, I have to pay a fine in Germany. I'm still pay the highest fines ever. And I'm already away since 2.5 years. And so then you have to pay for it. That's how it is. And but I don't change really. It's only because it was not in a bad sense. It was not that I wanted no. to do something. It was not a plan. Oh, it happened. So and then as long as you can apologize and the other person says, yeah, all okay, I know, special situation, stuff like that. Yeah, then you carry on, and that's exactly how I did in my life so far. And I want to be a nice person, to be honest. That's something. I'm Christian. So I want to, if I come in the room and the mood is not that good, then I expect from myself that the mood is better when I come in. That's how it is. Because why should the mood be worse when I come in? That's how it is. So I try to keep people up, stuff like that, to help them to solve problems. That's how I am as a player.
You're talking beyond your players now. You're talking
about
in Jurgen Klopp's life.
About yeah. life. That's how it is. My family, my friends, people I don't know. So tonight we have, I have a question-answer thing at Anfield. And if the people cannot enjoy that, at the end, but then it makes no sense why we met then. So it's not that I go there and I have no clue what they will ask. I have no clue what I will answer. It's only about, yeah, helping to have the people to have a kind of a good time. I think that's a big part of life. Make the place you are in that moment a little bit better. That's the job to do.
Is that draining no. or nourishing?
I don't understand.
When you give a lot of your personality, for the majority of people, you're giving something from the inner reactor, from the core. Yeah. Because I know with you, or I'm trusting with you, but I'm saying I know. It's not fake. It's all real.
Yeah.
So if you're giving something real all the time,
but I get back
most
so
people
much.
Find okay. No, there's my
back,
question.
I get back so much. That's unbelievable. So I have so many. How I said, so many good friends. I have a world class family. Love to bits, and that's all good. I work in a club with people together. I like all of them. That's really like this. So because it's easy. You get always back. It's always like this. In Germany, we say how you shout in the forest. It comes back, so and that's how it is, and I believe in that. And if you meet somebody that cannot appreciate that, it's not a problem, because it doesn't mean that it's wrong. It only means, okay, there's no connection, that's not the same energy or whatever that happens. But you meet most of the people not a second time in your life. You meet them once, and you forget it. Why should you be bothered about that or take this with, yeah, I think I have to change because they, I don't know, they betray me or something like that. I really am very... People told me I'm very naive and belongs to people. I trust first before I realize maybe it was not okay or whatever. That's how it is. But because for me, I learned you can trust most of the people. That's how it is. Nobody, the people I, and I'm 50 years old, so I met a few people. My hand is easily enough to say how many people it was not worth it to trust them, to have...
So over 50 years, the five...
five fingers, I would say, max. And I can't remember the five. If you ask me, I have no idea. I forget that immediately. So if I'm angry with somebody and he calls me 4 weeks later and says, I'm going to say, sorry, what was the argument about? Sorry, you have to help me. So I don't put it in my backpack and carry it around and say then, yeah, if I meet him next time, I will tell him. You have to sort the problem.
Do you know, you're making me feel, you know, you're doing a bad thing now in your life because you're making me feel ashamed. Because I'm like, what is all my stored up anger and revenge about? I need to be Jurgen.
But I can keep it. I have this, and I live it actually in football, this kind of revenge. I want it, but in a sports way.
Yeah,
so it's like, they kicked us, we will see us again. So that's I like that. But it's for me, that's why I love sports so much, because you can live it without really hurting somebody. You only win a game next time. It's not they won the last one, you win the next one.
But it's still...
Yeah, of course. I have that in myself, but it's not for life. I don't use it for life.
This ability you have to make... the fans happy, the players happy, your staff happy around you. That's a very great power, not a responsibility. It's a great motor for you to keep on doing what you're doing.
I don't know exactly. I realize that it works like this. So when I was at Mainz, when I started, 11 years as a player and 7 years as a manager. When I left Mainz, it was a clear plan. I had this conversation with my wife, with Ulla, and we said, we cannot be that close again with another club. Oh, it's not normal. Because when I left, everybody was crying. I was crying. All the people were crying. Yeah, unbelievable. So, so it's on one side nice, but I didn't think it was not what I was looking for when I started. It was only I wanted to do everything as good as possible.
Yeah.
So, and at the end, when you leave or they sack you, for me, I hope that I really still can. When we meet a little bit later, we can look in each other's eyes and say, hey, it was a good time, wasn't it? So stuff like that. And we went to Dortmund. And after 1 year, we realized, wow,
here we go again.
In full throttle in everything, close to CEO, close to sports director, close to families, close, stuff like that. Players were like my sons, best friends of my sons. It's the same age group. So when we are on holiday, they visit us. They come. It's not because, maybe a little bit because of me, it's more because of my sons, but they are, how is that, same age. And then you sit there and think, well, that's strange. So, and then you come to Liverpool, and then it's another country, we are very similar, England and Germany, but still another culture a little bit, stuff like that. I'm now not the coach anymore, head coach like in Germany. Now I'm the manager. Now I have a lot more power, if you want.
Yeah.
So I think, okay, yeah, maybe it's a little bit more business, like usual, stuff like that. And after 2.5 years, it's exactly the same. So it's not that I planned that. It's just it happens. And now we are close again, and we all enjoy it. I think we could ask pretty much, everybody in the club which works with us. It's a good atmosphere, a really good atmosphere, and I really think it's our job to do that. If you love what you do, the people you work together with, they need to get the benefit of that. It's not allowed that I'm the only happy person in the club. That makes no sense, because I got the biggest wages and I have this and that, and I'm only the luckiest guy of all these people, if you want. So it's only to try to share the things you have. That's my understanding of life.
You fall in love, I think, with outsiders a little bit. I watched you talking about Rosie Mittermeier and Steffi Graf and Schumacher and the impact of Becker winning Wimbledon age 17 and that connection you made with him.
85.
Yeah. I suppose you lived every point.
Yeah. I played tennis in the same home. So we had little television these times. They were quite different. Huh?
I remember.
We had one there. We were watching and then, okay, service. And try to play the same point again with a friend of mine. That was a crazy time.
But it inspires.
Yeah.
And does it tell you that the horizons are nearer? If he can, I can.
No, or if they can. I never thought that I can be as good as him. It was not my plan. I love what he did. I only wanted to do the same thing as good as I can. I never thought I could have been Boris Becker in Wimbledon. No chance.
I mean, in your career, in your life, there was never a moment where you see people doing outside things.
I'm inspired by Rocky Balboa. 100%. I'm inspired by Rocky Balboa. One of my best meetings, I thought, was with Dortmund before we played a game against Bayern Munich, and I spoke about Rocky IV, Ivan Drago. So of course Bayern was Ivan Drago, having everything, all technology, and we are Rocky Balboa in Siberia with all these old-fashioned tools and stuff like that. The gym, which was not a gym, it was a stable and stuff like that. And after 3-4 minutes, I was really on fire, and I look really in dead eyes, and I says, okay, stop. Who knows Rocky? And only 2 players showed up, because all the rest was too young. Okay, we have to start again. So, but I'm inspired by Rocky, 100%. I'm inspired by, maybe you don't know that, but it's Winnetou in Old Shatterhand. It's kind of Karl May thing in Germany. So a big Indian chief, and it was actually a German guy who came there as a in the Wild Wild West, so kind of that. They were always fighting constantly, always for good. I'm inspired by Robin Hood. I read 500 in my youth, I don't know, thousands of books because I loved the stories. So, and I'm inspired by all of that, of course. And then Boris Becker wins in my age group. I was exactly the same age he wins Wimbledon. It's possible. Something special is possible for me, but Wimbledon never have been possible. Even when I was good as a kid, no chance. I knew that. So that's not a problem. I loved football and I knew I never can be Lothar Matthäus or something like that. There was no chance, but I loved it still. So because I wanted to do it as good as I can do.
Yeah.
My target as a manager is to be the best manager I can be, not to be the best manager of the world. I have no clue how that works. But the only thing I can do is to be the best manager I can be. And that was always my target. And there's inspiration all everywhere, in medicine, everywhere. People have no clue when they were young that they can be a heart or a brain surgeon at the end and do things like that. You grow in a role like that. And so I grew in my role. So that's how it is. I had 15 years ago, no idea that it could be possible that I could be the manager of a club like Liverpool. And I was already a manager 15 years ago, but it was not my plan. I didn't think at the end, I go to England and then I show them how the Germans or how I do that stuff. It only happened to me because I was always busy. I was always ambitious. I always wanted to do the next step. I always thought in different ways. But even that happened. I didn't wake up in the morning, today I need to have an idea how we can improve the team. So I never thought about it. It was because I thought a whole day about it. Man, there came an idea, let's go to make a team-building camp in Sweden with nothing to eat and nothing to drink and all these things. That's not that I planned in the long term. It only think, okay, that might be a good idea. That sounds funny. Let's organize it. And we did it. And each player who was there with me in Sweden could write a book today after, 14 years. They could write a book about that week. I could write a book.
It didn't go exactly as planned, did it?
No, of course not. That's how it is. The weather came. That's all the things.
And mosquitoes and no food.
Yeah,
and
the weather was the main issue because it was raining constantly until it didn't rain, and then the mosquitoes came immediately. I was not sure what was better.
That was the first time I listened to you speaking in English. And as well as that training camp, which I was quite glad I wasn't on, the name James Bond came up for the first time I listened to you.
Yeah.
And I've heard you talking about him again and again, and he seems to represent something for you that I don't know that's caught your interest.
Yeah, he's a good looking. He was all in all the different Roger Moore, Pierce Brosnan. I don't know all of
Connery.
Sean Connery.
You're talking to Scott.
Sorry, of course, Sean Connery, best probably. And but now. Yeah, now we have a Liverpool, big Liverpool fan as the actual.
So he has to be the best, right?
Yeah, of course he is. So a fantastic, James Bond, the role, fantastic guy. Everybody likes James Bond. Okay, he has his own rules, but that's because 007 is allowed to kill. All of the rest of us is not allowed to kill, so it's normal. But
he brings order to a bad world.
Yeah, I know. To be honest, I don't believe in killing people, but in these movies, it's like
I've heard it's not really allowed.
I've
never believed it, Jürgen, but I'm kind of with you on that.
Yeah, but it's it was not a really good person involved in his when he shot.
But because he's allowed to do it, morally, it's kind of okay.
Yeah,
and he's only killing bad guys.
It's fiction, so it's okay. And he was always ready to sacrifice himself. Very important things before everything else. He was ready to sacrifice himself. So that's something what I like.
It's noble.
That's how I understand the father role in a family. So if you want, so I would do that. I hope I would do it in an extreme situation. So that's romantic. That's how it should be. Yeah. So show balls in a situation like that if you have the opportunity to do it. And James Bond, obviously. Shows balls.
He had big balls.
Yes.
He had big balls. I don't want to talk about Manchester City or this season's Champions League because you'll be tired of that by the time the two ties are over. But in your best Champions League season, I wonder what moments like the change you made against Malaga and Signal Iduna, where you put the guys forward, and it's against the odds. It's big against the odds. You shouldn't be losing, probably, against Malaga. you come up with something and it comes off. I want to know about that moment and your feelings and then the dressing room afterwards. Because the Champions League for me isn't only about winning or losing. It's about stories, it's about drama, it's about mistakes, it's about heroism. It's the most glorious competition I've ever seen. You can keep the World Cup or the Olympics or Wimbledon. And the Champions League to me, and every top manager, and you'll say it, every top player winning the league is every 38 weeks. Okay, you can keep that. Winning that big trophy is just a thing, man. So you come closer than, you know. I don't really want to talk about Wembley. I want to talk about the glory of that run.
We learned it. We learned it. Eh? We played the year before in the Champions League. Dortmund was a very young team, blah, blah, blah. And first we played European League, played outstanding football, but got out in the group stage. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. You don't write history with that. But for us, it was not to understand. We created chances, like numbers of chances. It was unbelievable. Didn't score. And the first chance the other team was goal. And what you all, but it's international experience. Mm-hmm. You say in German, it's like you have to learn it. I never thought, what's that? We would score this chance. We would score with that chance in each game in the world if we play it again. It's not important if it's in Russia or USA. It happened. And so, but we didn't really understand it. But what we really learned, yes, we can beat them all. But we lost. That's only for us. So we stayed together and we went into the Champions League and happened exactly the same again. Mm-hmm. So out in group stage, but with football, unbelievable. We lost at Marseille, I think a game 3-1 or so. And that was a chance.
It was a beautiful game to watch.
As a statistic, it was like, I don't know, 15 for us to 3 for them and 3-1 losing. How did that work? And so we had that again. But the only thing what we took for us, you know how it is, the world outside. I say, you are not ready, you are too young, you are this. The only information we took,
we can do it.
We come again. Yeah. If we come again, my friend, then that will not happen again to us in this way. So, and that's how we played then. The 12-13 Champions League campaign. No pressure on us. No, nobody in the club made pressure. It was still being champion twice. We could have done, I don't know, we could have gone out in the group stage with nil goals and conceding 15, and it would have said, okay, we tried. So they were really happy with what we did so far, but we really wanted to enjoy it. And enjoying football, you can only if you get results at the end. You can enjoy your football, but at the end, you only remember it when you get results, and that's what we did. So we played against Real Madrid. We had a good group phase, was good, and then we had all the other games. And Malaga was, of course, a very special game because how it always is in this world, in the moment when the draw came up. And there were a lot of different, difficult other teams. Mm-hmm. And Malaga and Dortmund, where we were not experienced. Malaga was Malaga with Barcelona, Bayern, Real Madrid and all that stuff. So I don't know which was the other team. So you always need a little bit of luck. We didn't have luck, but it was not the hardest draw, I would say. And we played there. And we were much better. Yeah. We were much better. Yeah. But it was a nil-nil.
Nil-nil in the Rosaleda, yeah.
Mario Götze missed a few big chances. Okay, so, but how the football world is? Yeah, they sorted at home. We didn't think like that. We knew it would be hard. They were more experienced players in their side and stuff like that.
It was a Pellegrini team, also.
Yes, absolutely. And then they came, and won it up. Wow, big blow. It kills the atmosphere immediately. Everything is like this. Like, boom. Wow. So, but in this game. And with all the difficulties and all the crazy things that happened, offside goal there, offside goal here, and all that stuff, of course, what was of the best things I ever was part of. It's a crazy thing. And then when you're 2-1 down in a game like this, and as a manager, if you're really in the... That's why I need my assistant for everything. So it's the best coach in the world. In a situation like that, you're on the sideline, you're talking to him, and in the same moment... Looking at the formation and thinking, okay, wait, if we do that like this, what happens? It's not possible. Mm-hmm. So you need really strong and smart people around you.
A side brain.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you sit back and you talk for a second and think, okay, come on, what are we doing? And then Felipe Santana there, Mats Hummels was not fit, Nuri Sahin back, only chip balls. But what we didn't say, and never spoke about it before, I spoke about it later a few times, don't make any fouls in fights for these second balls, because we had now long balls. We played now long balls, but it was not typical for us. But we had to do it now, yeah. And when you bring all these tall players up there. But very often it happens that it's that they are so overly motivated, the foul free kick for Malaga.
And the momentum goes and the wasting time, which you suffered at Sevilla.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
So and things like that. So, and we didn't speak about that, but the boys did it. We had not. There was not one free kick for Malaga in the last 5 minutes. Means the ball was out, yes, throw in, things like that. But that made all the difference. And Mats Hummels and Nuri Schein chipped one after the other in this direction, and we were jumping for all the balls around. And it was so good to watch how smart they were. And it's not that we, how is that? It's not that I teach them that our own story gave us the opportunity to learn it. So, and afterwards, always when I know, and now it's been starting and long balls, I always say, boys, don't make fouls, really think about it. Use your body, but not in a crazy way. It helps not if you jump in somebody. We really need to reach the ball and not to create a free kick and stuff like that. But before that, it was a big lesson for me. My team teach me that, that it's possible to do it only because you learned it. They had the confidence. They still believed in it. Could happen. Nobody was sure about, and then we won that game in a crazy last 3 minutes. And so it's of course one of the best experiences I've ever had.
So football is strategy, but it's also about films and belief and turning odds the other way around and doing
like we did against Dortmund at home here with Liverpool. That is another wonderful story, and I really feel blessed to be part of that. That's how it is. It's so rare that you can be part of something really special. Yeah. It's not about football. So if it would happen in another situation, life, it's then what you would celebrate it exactly in the same way. The good thing in football is if you have something, you celebrate it with 50,000 or 80,000 or meanwhile with 30 million people in the same second, and that makes it so special.
It's people's stories. It's the human condition.
I love the video, and I'm not really often on YouTube, stuff like that, but after that game, a few weeks later, my son sent me one video when people, I don't know how they did it, but celebrate their own, filming their own celebration when they saw the fourth, they are Lovren go.
Wow.
And it's like, how they go completely nuts, and I say with goosebumps in my room and think, wow, that's the best movie I ever saw. So I was looking for a few more, and you couldn't find then a few when they really go nuts in the living room and see fathers throwing the kids through the living room, stuff like yeah, and that was outstanding. So that's what makes it so worthy. That makes it so valuable that you have really know in this 1 second we are all together. And life is, by the way, exactly. You suffer together. Mm-hmm. So usually in life, you suffer alone. It happens to you, and then, wow, really?
Yeah.
But in football, you suffer with so many people together. The only problem is in this world of social media, in the moment when you suffer, you're also a little bit angry maybe, and you shoot it out in the world. And immediately everybody knows, angry. I'm angry as well. They did nothing. They have no attitude, no this, no that. When we were young, until you found somebody who was angry, well, you were not angry anymore. So now we shoot it out in media. That's really strange in that world. And so you can kill a mood. To suffer is no problem. It's part of life. But to make somebody else responsible for it immediately, you've always find somebody who could be the reason.
To blame.
Yeah, to blame. You always find someone, but it's him, or it was him. And why could he not didn't score in that second and all that stuff. And then we pick it all up. You said before that, we make a big interview because newspapers cannot deliver.
Don't do justice to football stories.
Yeah, so that's how it is. Because they're always too late. Because always out. That the story is always written by somebody who put it in a smartphone or somebody else, and it's online all the time. I would love having the time back where you really wait for a story and say, so on Sunday you get the story in whichever newspaper, read it, and I love it. Sit there, read the story, and oh, he really thought about it. He took time to think about it and not that happened? Okay.
Yeah.
Analyze. In a second. You cannot analyze things in a second. We all have to think. When I was young, it was always think before you speak. Mm-hmm. Well, now it means think before you write. So really, please, think before you write. Because it's so quick that we all give these messages out. And I'm really happy that I'm not 20. I need to be part of this community so I can easily ignore it. But it's not only good what changed in that part.
Well, it's why we're here. We have to stop because of your commitments, but I don't want to stop just at the end of something that's so important. I think that you're also talking about when you bring joy, which you saw your son showed you on YouTube, you're also teaching people, I believe, that patience and not judging instantly what you see is worth it. Because if you never have joy, if you're never given joy by the thing you invest in, it cheapens you and you become quicker to blame and you get angrier quicker. But if you bring joy, which isn't always a trophy, quality of play, beauty of play, in your case, Salah's goal, Firmino's set-up play, improving Andy Robertson, making the cop sing at the top of their lungs. When you bring that and it's transmitted around people, people don't always do the things that make you unhappy where it's like, it didn't fulfill my expectations, therefore I blame. So you're involved in the process of changing that cycle. That's a true thing. The 20-year-olds who experience something that they've never experienced before, including the Rocky films, thanks to you, you're educating.
The best advice in life is always your own life, because that's the thing you know most about. So, and if I would have been judged with 16 the last time, no chance. If I went judged with 17, 18, 19, 20, always the last time, it's like, not good enough for this, not good enough for that. So I'm a big believer in second chance, third chance for somebody. That's because I had much more. Yeah, I had I was lucky enough to have to always people thought, no, wait, here we come. That will work at the end. And so I really can wait. I'm a really patient person. Maybe it doesn't look like that, but I'm really patient. I see something and then I can put you in the corner for a while, cool down, time will tell you and will show you, and then come on, let's try again. I really believe in that. So, and that's a very important thing, and I only believe in that because I had these situations in my life, so, and I know it can work. So, and now in a world where you make one mistake and they kill you, and you think, wow, if they would do this with you in that situation, what would that mean to you? And what? And the excuse is always, yeah, but I earn so much money, they do this and that. That has nothing to do with that. They're still human beings, and as a human being, we have to treat each other like we want to be treated by ourselves. Yeah. That's how it is. That's not only a Christian rule, that's a normal rule. Yeah. So and that's it. And so, and I am like this. So if you make a mistake, yes, it's not cool. Especially if it's a decisive goal, so I'm not thinking But I'm never angry in a way that was the last, that's the first chance, but it was the last chance immediately as well. So if somebody cannot use his chance, it's my fault. Because then I brought him in the wrong moment. So that's how it is. Andy Robertson is a good result, a good example. Yeah. So when he came in, we had a dialogue, and I said, Andy, we sit here because of your offensive skills. Quick, good footballer, good crosses, all that stuff. But you have to work on your defensive skills. So that's how it is. So that's the reason why there were not 500 clubs out there and were asking for Andy Robertson. Now, meanwhile, everyone thinks, wow, Andy Robertson, really? What a good, fantastic business. Only I don't know how much money and stuff like that. And then Andy came in. I said, boss, what can I improve? And I'm actually, why we are talking? I told you in the first conversation, in that moment, I'm a little bit disappointed because I cannot see a big improvement. So, and now you lost because you have no confidence. You lost even your crosses. You have lost this. So that's the situation now. So I never doubted your abilities, but it's not difficult to improve. And maybe not a perfect word, not an attitude thing, but defending is attitude. I want to win the ball. I want to be close enough. I want to make the last step. I don't want to wait that he pass me and the next one has the challenge. So I want to win the challenge. So that's the thing. And it was this kind of talk. And obviously then he went, oh, okay, now I know. But it was the same conversation we had in the first talk. So, and now he made these steps. Fantastic. Because it's not that I was angry that he didn't. But I knew he needs to feel it and to feel the need by himself. If I tell him constantly, he does it because I tell him, but he has to do it because it must be natural. I want to be a defender, and when I have the ball, I am a winger. That's a fullback job. I'm a defender until I have the ball, then I'm a winger. So, and I can shoot, I can cross, I can make volleys, I can make whatever. But when the other team has the ball, I'm a 100% defender. So, and that's what you have to do. That's the job to do. And that's exactly how it works, in my understanding, with football players. So most of the things, they need to feel the they must need feel the need by themselves. Okay, that's where I have to improve. And then I can give advice. If it starts always only with my advice, then you're like, what exactly does he want? So, and in a group like that, with this high quality, you feel your weaknesses immediately. They don't want to show you you are weak in that. They show it because they are good in this and that. And if you are not good in defending, they pass you like, I don't know, a broken car. So that's all constantly. They go like on a motorway, and that's when it, and you lose confidence and all that stuff. So, but you need to come in a situation where you really want to make the next step, and that's always part of it. Yeah, we have. But I really believe in that people have this inside. They have this. That we all want to be as good as possible. If we are not crazy or lazy or what, massively lazy, then we want to be the best we can be. But we always need somebody who can tell us, yeah, okay, I give it a chance. Try it first time. Ah, you didn't do it. No problem. Make this better. Make that better. Make this better. Make that better. Get a second chance. So because you can, where I have a natural skill for, what I realized in my life now since I am a boss. Mm-hmm. I'm a leader, but I never learned it. I only didn't change from when I was not a leader to a leader. I didn't change my thoughts too much because I always handled people like I wanted to be treated. That's how it is. And a lot of leaders can't do that. They forget it immediately. In a moment when they leave the office where everybody's sitting and go to the other office where they sit alone. So, and I come back and have no clue anymore how it felt when they were in this office. And that's a problem. But I never forgot it, how I felt in the office with 50 people around me and very average skilled in most of the things I had to do. But now I'm in a business where I know what I have to do about it. It's football. So I can be confident and patient.
In terms of treating people as you want to be treated, I must treat you as you want to be treated, which is to let you go with deep regret. I don't want the finish to be abrupt. This is not another question. You've just explained about teach to treat, and you're a man who makes people believe. So I want to close by saying, although I come into a situation admiring somebody, because we don't pick people who are famous or successful, only people we admire, that quotient has gone up over the last 40 minutes, and I'm not joking or giving you praise or flannel. But I think both of us have seen why it is you're a leader, but also I think you're a good teacher, and I think you teach good values. So the big interview is massively better for having talked with you. It's still a privilege for us and for our listeners, so thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. I enjoyed it.
A genuine pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to The Big Interview. It's produced by me, which sounds egotistical, but it's also true. Graham Hunter. And Backpage. Our music is by Beer Jacket, who else? Editing by Charlie McGarry. Thank you to our hosts at Acast and our loyal sponsors at Bet365. We're also supported by our socios. Find out how to become a socio, how to support us, at patreon.com/Graham Hunter. Here endeth the lesson.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.